This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The scheduled launch tomorrow of NASA astronauts into orbit from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida will be the first from U.S. soil with humans aboard a U.S.-made spacecraft in about a decade, and the first ever for a private company. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are scheduled to attend the launch. If the launch is scrubbed because of weather, they'll try again on Saturday. A SpaceX rocket will carry a Dragon capsule with astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken to the International Space Station. The Dow Jones is up significantly today in midday trading, exactly 654.25 points. Signs that more nations are slowly but steadily emerging from coronavirus lockdowns sent Asian markets soaring overnight. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow spoke with reporters earlier today regarding the continuing unemployment and projected economic growth in the coming months.
Very bad, very difficult. Employment down, unemployment up. You have to face that, and it's a big hardship issue. On the other hand, we're seeing now, and this is one of the reasons the stock market's rallying so well, a lot of evidence of the early signs of recovery.
The Nikkei index in Tokyo closed 2.5% higher, while Hong Kong's benchmark index earned 2.1% by the close of trading today. Speaking of Hong Kong, their executive leader Carrie Lam on Tuesday added to a raft of attempts by local and Beijing officials to provide reassurance that proposed national security laws would not trample on the city's rights and freedoms amid widespread concerns. Ms. Lam said those concerned need to wait for the details of the proposed legislation. The comments came after Beijing unveiled plans last week for national security legislation. This is VOA News. U.S. Africa Command says Russia recently deployed military fighter aircraft to Libya to support Russian state-sponsored private military contractors who are helping forces fighting the UN-supported Libyan government. The Russian fighter aircraft arrived at Al-Jufra airfield in Libya from an airbase in Russia after a stop in Syria, where they were repainted to camouflage, according to AFRICOM, to camouflage their Russian origin. The fighter jets are expected to provide close air support for Russian military contractors with the Wagner Group, who have been supporting Libyan strongman General Khalifa Haftar's Libyan National Army in their year-long offensive against the country's government of national accord. Americans would agree that it was a different Memorial Day yesterday, with concerns for the coronavirus hanging over the heads of all holiday revelers. According to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, the number of deaths worldwide is 346,700. And over 98,000 in the U.S. alone. Both North and South Korea were at fault when they exchanged gunfire earlier this month across their heavily fortified shared border, according to a probe by the United Nations Command. A report issued Tuesday by the U.S.-led UN Command said the incident breached the armistice that ended fighting in the Korean War nearly 70 years ago. The report said North Korea breached the armistice on May the 3rd when it fired four small arms rounds that struck a South Korean guard post. Now, the report went on to say that South Korean troops violated the pact as well when they responded with two volleys of gunfire. But the UN command was unable to determine if North Korea opened fire intentionally or by mistake. The report said North Korea was invited to take part in the investigation but did not offer an official response. A new U.S. ban on travelers from Brazil goes into effect today, 2 days earlier than the White House initially announced, in an added effort to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Officials did not provide any specific reasons for moving up the ban from its planned Thursday start date. It applies to foreigners entering the United States who have been in Brazil at some point during the prior 14 days. Dozens of Mexican health workers in Mexico City are demanding that authorities provide them with proper personal protective equipment needed for attending to coronavirus patients. The workers blocked roads in the capital city during a protest Wednesday, claiming Mexican officials are putting their health at risk by giving them poorly made equipment. And Italy's world-famous archaeological site Pompeii reopened to the public on Tuesday as the country's coronavirus lockdown lifted, though there were more guides than tourists. For more on these stories, VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.